Talking Blades hockey with defenseman Spencer Clark, comes out of Albert Lea and a recent addition to the Steele County Blades. Spencer, thanks for your time, and how are you enjoying the first few weeks or what have you now with the Blades?
I'm really liking it a lot. The community and the boys are really nice, adapted well.
Okay. Where were you before here this winter?
Oh, the Wilmer Warhawks in the NA3.
All right, and I think you said you also played there last season with the Wilmer Club. How was your season? What are you liking about junior hockey? How was Wilmer for you?
Last season it was really good. We had a financial win record of the most on the teams.
Okay.
And then this year kind of just went south.
All right. So here you are, good fit for you here with Steele County?
Yes, yes.
How familiar are you with the USPHL, or what did you know about the Steele County Blades before coming here? Much?
No, not much at all.
Okay, wow. So early on, now have you played in some games with the Blades at this point too?
Yes, and I was in the Detroit Showcase with them.
All right, a lot of games there in a short amount of time. As far as coming in new and getting used to new players, what are some things that happen that make it smooth, or to get used to playing on a team that's already been together? What kind of things do you do to make that go smoothly?
They were very welcoming, so it was really easy joining in, fitting in with the team.
All right.
It was nice.
How did the Detroit Showcase go?
Really good, really good.
Why? What did you guys do well there? You win some games?
Yes, we went 3-2.
3-2, that's pretty good. And I think, didn't you guys pick up a win over Isanti here recently as well?
Yep. 6-3 win. That was really huge for us after coming on to this Thanksgiving break that we just had.
Yeah. And like you say, Detroit went well. Isanti, the last time I checked, they were leading the division. So they were certainly off to a good start on the season. How'd you guys beat Isanti? What stands out about that game?
We really just played simple and trusted each other and communicated a lot with each other.
Okay. From Albert Lea, so you played high school hockey in Albert Lea?
Yep, in Albert Lea High School.
All right. What are some memories of high school hockey? What did you enjoy about that experience and playing there? Anything in particular stand out about?
I was injured most of the season.
Oh, no, you had some injuries to deal with. Well, that's too bad. You're pretty healthy now then, Spencer?
Yep, healthy now and get to play with another Albert Lea High School player. We're on the same defensive pair, so that's really cool.
All right, and that's Dylan, right? Okay,
yep.
Okay, Dylan. Very good. Spencer, maybe going back then to youth hockey. What got you started in hockey? What are some early memories of skating and playing hockey for you?
It got really more fun when we were in our Bantamier because we had tournaments, of course, and then we've got first place in all four tournaments, and then that really hyped it up about for me.
All right. And then the idea of playing junior hockey at all, some time in the NA, and now here with the Steele County Blades. When did junior hockey enter into your mind as something you wanted to do and pursue?
I looked at it as another chance to get back on the ice because my senior year I was hurt, so then just kept on going and pushing.
What's the biggest change, biggest adjustment to junior hockey from size, physicality, the hockey day after day after day after day? What in your mind are some of the biggest challenges jumping from high school to junior hockey?
Compete level is more harder because everybody wants to be here. Everybody wants to make it past juniors, and just compete level pretty much faster.
Yep. Spencer, what kind of things do you do outside of hockey? What kind of hobbies do you have or other sports?
We played baseball and rugby. So rugby, we got second in state. That's 2 years ago, and then we've won state for baseball.
All right, rugby.
Yep.
And where do you play on a rugby? Where have you played on a rugby team, Albert Lea?
Yep, Freeborn County.
Okay, so what got you started in rugby?
Friends. All right, friends, and then they play in college now. So.
Wow, all right. And what's unique or interesting about rugby? I think a lot of us are vaguely familiar with it. You kind of throw the ball, and then there's always a cluster of people battling to move the ball, is my assessment of it. What's cool about rugby, or what did you like about playing that sport?
It's very different. So getting to try that out was really fun, and then playing with the friends.
Okay. All right. And you said you were part of a championship team there?
Oh, we got second place.
Second place. But hey, you played for a title while playing for a rugby team, so that's pretty neat. Maybe one final question for you here, Spencer, would be in this locker room, you've got people with all sorts of different backgrounds, different countries. Have you had a chance to learn some interesting things, or is there anything that stands out that's neat about the cross-section of people that are on this team?
Yeah, just learning the new languages and stuff like that, and learning new ways to say things, how to say things.
Okay.
Just the language, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Well, number 15, fairly new here with the Steele County Blades, but working in very well on the defensive side, Spencer Clark. Thanks for the time. Good luck on the winter.
Thank you. Thank you.